Anchorage senior citizens could have a new medical clinic this year under a plan unveiled at the Capitol today. The primary care clinic would focus on patients who are covered by Medicare and would be a starting point for those who need specialist care. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The need for the clinic comes from the realization that the federal Medicare program is not keeping up with the cost of medical services in Anchorage, to the point where physicians are refusing to continue serving some patients, and more refusing to accept new patients. A survey done by the clinic's organizers found that of 101 doctors interviewed, only 28 were willing to accept new Medicare patients. Dr. George Reinier, a retired cardiologist, worked with three other doctors to find a way to fill the need.
The crux of the clinic actually is to streamline the way medicine is delivered in a way that's rather novel to Alaska and novel throughout the country by using all the participants in the clinic to the highest degree of capabilities, from the physicians on down to the people greeting folks at the front desk. And this whole concept sort of came to us several years ago as a possible solution to the Medicare access problem, which didn't seem to be amenable to federal repair.
He says every patient will see a doctor, but the clinic will rely on more routine functions being done by nurses and nurse practitioners. And as a primary care facility, it will arrange and refer patients for specialist services at other facilities. House Finance Co-Chair Mike Hawker, an Anchorage Republican, said he's become acutely aware of Medicare-eligible people not finding health care services in some parts of the state.
What we're really offering here is a private sector solution to a government problem. And I applaud the effort, the professionalism, the time that went into bringing this idea forward in a very careful, strategic manner.
Hawker said a key element of the proposal is that after a one-time $1 million grant of what he calls seed capital, the clinic will operate on its own without further state support. He says the business plan can, if necessary, be exported to other communities across the state, and he would welcome their requests for assistance in getting started. The AARP has been part of planning the clinic. Marie Darlin is the capital coordinator. She says the seniors group supports it completely, especially since it solves an immediate problem and at the same time can help other areas of the state plan for their own needs.
You have to start doing some planning because you know that you have all these other seniors coming up that are going to be looking for where are they going to find a doctor or a clinic that is going to be able to help them. So it's a case of, with the expanding senior population, we have to start looking at other ways.
Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra introduced legislation earlier this week that would provide state assistance in establishing community health clinics for seniors to use. His bill would have picked up a federal allowance to pay more for service in that sort of clinic. However, he sees the Alaska Medicare Clinic as essentially the same, and he supports it.
It doesn't solve the full problem. It solves as much of the problem as Dr. Reinier can. But, it's not like this problem is solved today. And so the point of the legislation is to say we want more of these proposals to come forward until people who have paid for Medicare insurance their whole lives actually can get medical treatment.
If the capital assistance is included in this year's budget, Dr. Reinier says the clinic can be operating in Anchorage by the end of this summer. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.